Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. The Commerce Department released the latest pricing figures today. The news is not pretty. Inflation is up, and that means the Federal Reserve is probably going to be taking an even closer look at its policy on interest rates. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, what kind of numbers do we have here that point away toward inflation for last month?
Well, let's start out with the figure for today. This is the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, and it measures inflation at the consumer level, what you and I pay for things at the checkout counter. Last month, it rose 0.6%, and that's a pretty good-sized jump. And we should actually say this measures what you and I pay at the gas pump, because oil, yet again, is the major factor at work here. Now, what you also hear when this number is discussed is what's called the core rate inflation. And that's where the number crunchers kind of strip out two very volatile areas of spending because they vary so widely from month to month. And those are food and energy. And the core rate of consumer inflation last month was 0.4%. And that's significant. It's the biggest gain in 2.5 years. And yesterday we got the producer price index, the PPI, which is inflation at the wholesale level. That was up too by 0.7% in March.
And what sort of reaction could be prompted on behalf of the Federal Reserve?
Well, this is what the Fed is always watching for. They've been monitoring inflation for several months now, and it's actually been pretty much in check, which is why we've seen very gradual and steady raises in short-term interest rates. In fact, two regional Fed presidents just recently said that inflation was well under control. Now we have these figures out this week that show that may be changing. And the key here is that it's not just energy or oil that you can blame for the price spike. Prices at hotels were up, housing prices were up, so were food and clothing. So the Fed is meeting again on May 3rd, and this is bound to come up.
Tess, you hear a lot about China being blamed. One of the reasons, really, that oil and steel prices, coal, those prices are going up in this country. New numbers today on that economy?
Yeah, the Chinese government released figures showing that the economy there grew at an annual rate of, get this, 9.5% in the first quarter of this year. Mm-hmm. Now, believe it or not, that's a lot slower than growth in the same quarter last year, which was 43%, but this is still scorching hot. So China is going to be watching out for inflation, too. The government's official target is 8% growth. It's raised interest rates to try to get there. But today it said it's going to have to tighten up on all the investment going on there in factories and housing. That'll take a while, though, and in the meantime, all that demand in China is fueling the price hikes for everything from oil to construction materials and beyond, and those higher prices are being felt everywhere, including here in the U.S. And today on Marketplace, we're looking at how immigration is turning into the political issue of the year in England.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business program Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and about business. Marketplace, produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.